Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here until 5 a.m. And then I get to hang out during the first hour of the Steve Cochran Show right here on WGN. You can call us up at 312-981-7200. You could send your text to 24720. And you can check us out at facebook.com/NickDShow. So last week, National Donut Day, we wanted to have Gus from Wiener Still Champion come in with some Luther Burgers. And to also debut some new creations, and his car broke down. Gus is here now. Hi, Gus.
Hey, Nick.
I understand that you have to replace your car.
Yes, I do.
That's not cool.
No.
How long were you outside there? After the whole event happened.
Maybe like an hour and a half.
Yeah. And who ate all the burgers that you?
Well, I gave one to the tow truck driver.
Okay. Well, that's good. You're here now.
Yes.
And you brought in some crazy stuff. We'll talk about that. And two of the burgers were created by our listeners.
Yes.
So we will talk about that as well. And then joining us again in studio here is Red Eye contributor Matt Lindner. Matt, how are you?
Great, Nick. Good to be back.
Good to see you again. Yep. And then, of course, now joining us in studio out of the traffic box. Yes. Is Ted Novak?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for this.
Who later on will be known as Traffic Jam?
Yeah, well, because it's Fly Jam Thursday.
Fly Jam Thursday, and so DJ Shagru is going to be in there. So, Gus, tell me. Well, first of all, how did National Donut Day go with the Luther Burgers? Did you sell a bunch of them?
Well, yes, I think we set a record for the number of Luther Burgers.
Oh, nice.
So that was good.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, now Friday the 13th is tomorrow.
Yes.
And you're going to have a special menu item. For Friday the 13th.
Yes.
And it's the 666 burger.
666, correct.
Okay. Well, let's explain what the 666 burger is.
Well, basically, it's a double cheeseburger with six slices of cheese, six strips of bacon, and six mozzarella sticks.
Oh, my God, man.
That's pretty cool there.
Does that do you have like a cardiologist on site for that? I mean that just sounds like dangerous.
Yeah,
there's a lot of danger. There's a lot of dangerous food at Wiener and Still Champion, and that's one of the reasons I love the place so much. Okay, so the 666 burger, six slices of double cheeseburger, six slices of cheese, six pieces of bacon, and six mozzarella sticks.
Yes.
How does one consume that?
You can't do that with your hands. There's no possible way you could handle that.
Have you seen people actually try to?
Yeah, I've seen them, smash it down and just go to town.
you got to kind of have to in that situation. You're pretty much eating an entire TGI Fridays menu in one bite.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Now, see, I can understand that that's only on the menu. You only put that on the menu, what, when it's scary days?
Every Friday the 13th we put it on.
Well, all right. Well, it's there on Friday the 13th, which is tomorrow, if you want to go out to 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. I was thinking of my hours. 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Wiener and Still Champion in Evanston, 802 Dempster, and literally steps away from the Purple Line, Dempster stop. So go in there and ask for the 666 burger. Have you been working on anything else?
No, just working on the burgers that some of your listeners have suggested.
Okay, well, we have some examples of these burgers here. And one is your own creation. Let's talk about that one first. This is insane, by the way. This burger is absolutely insane. So go ahead and explain.
Yes, basically, there's a new trend of creating burgers with especially with special buns.
Yeah.
There's like the ramen burger where there's ramen noodles for buns, or there's the Mac Attack with mac and cheese, fried mac and cheese as buns. So I was thinking, the ultimate thing would be having a burger with burgers for buns. And, it started out as a joke. I was going to do something for, April Fool's, send out a press release with basically a triple cheeseburger and nothing else. But then, the light bulb went off. I'm like, hey, I could, batter the burgers.
Right.
And then they'll create their own little bun.
Yeah.
And then that way I could have a burger with burgers for buns.
Well, it's here, and we each have a piece of it, and it is two batter-fried burgers with a burger in the middle. What standard toppings?
Yeah, mustard, ketchup, pickle.
All right.
Double cheeseburger.
Why don't we try this out and see what happens? So. It's insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That works.
Yeah.
It doesn't have all that bunny fullness of a regular hamburger.
No.
You're just getting the meat.
It's all meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in a good way.
Dan, what about you?
Yeah, it's funny because you get the crunchiness of the fried part instead of the doughy bun, so it's kind of like an interesting contrast.
It is. Wow. Mm.
I would order this. I would order this.
Is it on the menu?
No, it's not. It's not on the menu.
So it's just a special.
Yeah, you know, I might put it on. I just got to come up with a name for it.
Maybe somebody can come up with a name for it. Because you got the double down already. That was KFC.
Yeah.
And they used chicken pieces of fried chicken as buns.
Mm-hmm.
So this is much better.
Oh, yeah. It's delightful.
Yeah. It's outstanding.
No, I like that because, I mean, when I get a burger, I'm not a big bread person. Mm. So the bread is just waste for me. I'd rather fill up my tummy space with meat and delicious burger.
Right. It's like one of those protein burgers, right, where they wrap it in lettuce. Only instead of being wrapped in lettuce, it's wrapped in batter and deep fried. And it's the most American thing I've ever tasted.
All right. Well, if you guys can come up with a name for this burger, which, as we've described, is two battered and deep-fried burgers as buns with a burger in the middle, what would you call it? 312-981-7200. You guys maybe come up with a name for it. You want to send your text to 24720. And, Gus, maybe you'll use that name and put it on the menu. All right. 312-981-7200. Send your text to 24720. Now, let's go to the next burger. Now, these next two were created by my listeners.
Yes.
Okay, so let's do the Elvis burger first. Tell us what the Elvis burger is.
It's your burger with there's peanut butter, there's banana, and, of course, bacon.
So it's peanut butter, banana, and bacon on a burger, and you're calling it the Elvis.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a bite of this one and see what happens.
It's this one, right?
Yes, I believe.
Wow.
You know, Gus, I've had peanut butter on a cheeseburger is one of my all-time favorite condiments. The banana is an interesting idea in theory. It's not particularly offensive. It just it doesn't jive with the rest of the flavor profile. I don't know what you guys are getting off this here, but
well, I've never had it on a burger, but I've had an Elvis sandwich before. The peanut butter and the bacon and the bananas, and I like it. It works pretty well.
I'm afraid that the peanut butter and the banana overpower the meat.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not tasting the meat's what makes the burgers at Gus's different. And I mean, it's good, everything. It's just I'm losing that delicious beef flavor.
All right. Well, do we remember who created that? It was one of our listeners, right?
Yes, I don't think there was a name.
Okay. It might have been just a text, like it was from an area code. So All right, well, Elvis Burger. Mixed results on that one, and then we've got one more to do, and we'll do that after we break. And call in. Here's a couple of things that we're going to be talking about. We want a name for this burger creation. You can call us at 312-981-7200, send your text to 24720. We also want suggestions for stuff that Gus can fry or other weird concoctions that he can put together, and we can taste them at some other time. We'll also talk with Matt about some of the latest Red Eye contributors articles that he's written, and that'll be coming up. All of this and more. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break for the news here on WGN. Oh yeah, we are back. It's Nick DiGilio live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up after the 3 o'clock news, Rico Rakoski is a pilot. He's a motivational speaker and is the author of Just Two Choices. It's that simple. And you know, there's a lot of new grads just graduated these past few weeks, and if you're interested in getting some advice to take a new path in life and get a new job and get into the real world, Rico's going to join us to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about the worst taglines in movie history, and since we are off on Friday tomorrow, we're going to be Fly Jams Thursday. So the Fly Jams will be coming up. But right now, in studio with me, is Gus from Wiener and Steel Champion and Red Eye contributor Matt Lindner, and we're trying out some new burgers. We tried the and Ted Novak's in here as well. So we tried the burger, Gus, with the two batter fried burgers as a bun.
Yes,
and we loved that. And then we tried the Elvis, which has peanut butter, banana, and bacon. And you guys weren't overly thrilled with it. I liked it. And then we've got one more to try. But people are calling in with a name for the burger, with the battered burgers as buns. So
so good.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Let's try. Let's see. Here's Mark on WGN. Mark, what is your suggestion?
I had two suggestions. Battered up.
I thought of that, too. I like that one.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Battered up.
Also, batter late than never.
Okay, batter late than never. Okay. All right.
I run a theater company in Milwaukee, and I appreciate you having all the theater companies that you have on the air, by the way.
Yeah, you got to support small theater, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, with those names you came up, you probably work for an improv group, because that sounds like an improv troupe name, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Batter late than never.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I have to improv the budget every week, so yeah, I'm used to making stuff up.
You got to. All right, Mark, thank you.
Thanks.
Take care. All right, let's try this. Howard is on WGN. Hi, Howard.
How you doing, Nick?
All right.
Good. My idea for the name would be Hold the Bun Triple.
The Hold the Bun Triple. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Much like the burger, that too is a mouthful.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold the Bun. Hold the Bun Triple. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's kind of a triple burger, right?
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, it's three burgers. You're basically eating three burgers right there. All right, Howard, thanks.
Sounds good.
Hold the Bun Triple. That's good. All right, here's Janet on WGN. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Nick. My thought is that you want to have people come in to have the new burger, and it's a triple burger, so you want them to try it, right? So it's a try burger.
See that? We got all kinds of puns coming in today. The try burger. All right.
T-R-I.
All right, T-R-I, the try burger. Okay, that's good, too. All right, Janet, thanks.
Okay, sure.
We've got a bunch of texts here. 847 area code says the glory heart beater. Tom says the burger, or perhaps the man's man. Bob says the bovine suicide.
I like that one.
Jay from Kenosha says, hey, Nick, how about the burger bun burger? Burger bun burger.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Ann says the crispy burger. 815 area code says the Nicky D burger. Well, I already have one named after me. To be served with the Nick D burger. So the Nicky, I guess that's my character from Craig's show.
Oh,
I
drummer.
See. Yeah, the drummer. Let's see. Richard in Bolingbrook says, how about calling it the Gus Gus for Cinderella's favorite chubby mouse friend? How about that one? The Gus Gus. That's not bad. Yeah, by the way. Well, listen, explain to everybody what my burger is, the Nick D burger.
The Nick D burger is a stuffed burger. We stuff it with chili and cheese, and then we bread it. We deep fry it. We put it on a bun with mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup.
There you go. It's the Nick D burger.
Mm.
I'm telling you, it's insane.
That is outstanding.
It's insane. Jimmy says, with the burger, with two fried burgers, does he have something different in the batter to make sure it doesn't fall out?
No, just, you know.
It stays together. Mm-hmm. It holds like a burger, you know. Joe says, I've heard a lot of people raving about fried pickles, but I haven't tried them myself. Have you guys had them, and are they so good?
Yeah, we do the fried pickles, yes.
Yeah, they're good.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I love them. I love them. Absolutely. I think they're great. Absolutely, man. All right, well, now here's the third burger, the second one created by our listeners. Describe what this one is.
All right, this is a stuffed burger. It's stuffed with Mexican cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And the batter that we use isn't the flour batter, but it's the corn batter that we use for the
corn dogs and the chili bombs, yeah.
And then we top it off with avocado and salsa.
Okay. This is a, this one's gonna be a little messy, I think.
It is good though, I have to say.
Gus, I gotta say, it's like there's a fiesta in my mouth, and everybody's invited when I bite into this burger. Oh man,
really good.
Yeah,
really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, wow, who came up with that one? That was a good idea.
Yes, it's a very good idea.
Wow, that's tasty, man.
My cornmeal batter is what really sets it apart from any other burger experience, because you come in with the avocado and. That sweet is just, oh man.
It all works.
It tastes very fresh, very producey, very fresh.
That's a very good burger.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, man. I gotta take a sip here. Let's get Rita on the air. Hi, Rita.
Hey, how about the Batter Boss Burger?
The Batter Boss Burger.
The Batter Boss Burger.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's got nice alliteration.
Got a nice ring to it, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rita. All right. We got a bunch of suggestions that you can take with you, Gus. And also, if anybody wants to call in and come up with another burger that you think Gus should try out, and also, you know, we always ask if there's anything that you think that Gus should deep fry, because he's ready to deep fry anything at the drop of a hat. All right. Let's try this. Jan says the Devil's Delight. Gus says the crispy burger. Brad says call it Kickstart My Heart. Named after the Motley Crue song. This is a weird one. 847 says the I Triple Dog Dare You Burger. See, now the dog part in there would make me think that there's probably a hot dog on it.
Now, if you fry up a couple hot dogs and like flatten those out, bread those, deep fry them, and use those as the buns for a burger, I could see that being a great, first of all, great burger, but that's a great name for that great burger.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever put hot dogs on a burger?
Yes. The Big Ben Burger, named after my good buddy Ben.
Uh-huh. But
it's basically a double cheddar burger with a fried gravy patty. And a fried chili patty, and two fried bacon dogs on top.
Why not?
I don't even know the Big Ben burger.
Yeah,
that's insane, man.
It's buried in the secret menu.
Oh, okay, all right. Let's see. 847 says, "How about for the future burger suggestions, the appetizer." Two delicious meat patties topped with beer-battered cheese nuggets and French fries topped with a ranch sauce on a pretzel bun.
Will you marry me?
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Another suggestion for the name, 847 area code, says Between the Sheets.
I like that.
Between the Sheets. That's a fun game, a card game to play, I can tell you that much. 630 area code simply says The Trip. That's kind of catchy.
Yeah.
Trucker John says the Triple Burger Delight. I'm going to hand all these over to you, Gus, and you can take them with you. And when you figure out which one you want to use, just let us know. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Matt, I want to talk to you about a few of the articles that you've written recently for Red Eye.
Got it.
All right, and we're going to eat some more burgers here. Also, you made something else here. Is it a dessert item?
Yeah, it's a dessert item.
Okay.
Just, you know.
We'll talk about that after we take a break here on 720 WGN. It is Nick DiGilio, and here we go. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up after 3 o'clock, motivational speaker Rico Rakowski is going to join us to give some advice to the new grads that are just graduating the past couple of weeks and in a few days. That'll be coming up. And then we're going to talk about the worst movie taglines of all time. And then because we're off on Friday, we're doing Fly Jams Thursday today. So Fly Jam Friday is going to be happening earlier than usual. And we'll take some suggestions for some of the Fly Jams that you want to hear. It's R&B songs from the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Right now in studio with me are Gus from Wiener and Still Champion and Red Eye contributor Matt Lindner. There was one more thing that you brought in, Gus, and it's a little dessert item. Tell me what it is.
Yeah, it's just, I was at the store. I had to get some avocados for the
burger.
For the burger. So it's just fried, like a cinnamon roll type of thing. I haven't tried it. I don't know if it's any good or not.
You haven't tried it?
No.
All right, let's try this then.
That's really good, man.
Yeah, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, this is the kind of, I'm not a real big dessert guy. You know, I don't have a big sweet tooth, but this is the kind of stuff I like. It's subtle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sweet and it's got the little, it's just like kind of, you know, you got the nice cinnamon touch to it.
Yeah.
It's really good. Really good.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Greg said you should call it the Double Trouble Burger.
Oh, that's got potential.
Rich said, how about the Traffic Jam Burger in honor of Ted Novak, also known as Traffic Jam? Well, it would cause a traffic jam in your arteries, I think. 847 area code says burger to the third power or burger cubed.
Ooh.
Not bad.
Ooh.
Not bad. Tom says, I called the burger with the Mexican cheese and avocado the piñata.
That's not bad.
No, that's not bad, the piñata. And then how about fried watermelon rind pickles? Watermelon pickles are a family favorite, especially with roast beef. So fry those up.
Something to try. Yeah,
absolutely.
Can't say I've ever heard of fried watermelon anything, really.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of that either.
No.
So you've been writing some stuff lately. We want to touch on that.
Yeah.
How long have you been writing for Red Eye?
For about 2.5 years now. Came
okay.
there from ESPN.com. So.
So you enjoy writing for Red Eye?
I love writing for Red Eye, yeah. It's you know, a lot of creative freedom, and you know, Amy Guth is doing a great job in terms of, you know, just giving us some direction. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
I love Amy. She's awesome.
She's the best.
She is. Let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff you wrote. Let's talk about this Breakwater Chicago.
Right,
right. Talk about this, man.
Yeah, so, and this has been a bit of a talker, too. So there's a couple entrepreneurs who are looking to raise around $23 million in private funding to create a floating, they're calling it an entertainment complex, right? So it's going to have a swimming pool, 3 restaurants, and a spa. And it's going to be anchored about a mile off the shore of Lake Michigan.
Mm.
And so it's going to be about $20. You're going to have to take a water taxi to get there. And it's going to be, so it's going to be in the middle of Lake Michigan during the summertime. So right around from May until October. And then from during the winter months when it gets cold, it's going to be anchored somewhere. They haven't specified where along shore.
And the $23 million is what they're looking
for. $23 million is what they're looking for. They've already raised about $1 million in private capital. Kickstarter, they exceeded their Kickstarter goal inside of about 36 hours.
It sounds like a great idea. Where, I mean, is it, where is it going to, you said mile off, but where? Did they give a specific location?
It said, like, if I believe Oak Street extended all the way out. So
oh, okay.
Out by the water treatment plant.
So by the Oak Street Beach,
yeah.
About a mile away, a mile out.
Yep.
That'd be a great location.
Yeah, and the views of the skyline it would be offering would be unprecedented. And, you know, their goal is to give those of us who can't afford boats a little bit of a taste of that boating culture.
Yeah, that's a great idea, man.
Yeah.
How did you find these guys?
Actually, you know, they just reached out to me. You know, a Twitter follower of mine had reached out, said, like, look, I'm working on this great concept. I think it's going to have a lot of appeal to Red Eye readers. And
yeah.
You know, I talked it over with Red Eye's managing editor, Kristen Samuelson. And, you know, we agreed that it's just one of those things that it's going to get the city talking. And sure enough, people have been talking about it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're going to call it Breakwater Chicago?
They're going to call it Breakwater Chicago. It's if all goes according to plan, you know, they've still got to get the permits and everything like that. They're going to start construction around Labor Day with the goal of being open by the beginning of summer next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a quick turnaround.
It really is, yeah. And there's, you know, a couple concerns about that, too, especially raising $23 million inside of, what, a nine-month span?
Yeah.
Or, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they do it because it sounds like a great idea. It's something that I'd check out for sure.
Absolutely.
And so it's going to be movable.
It's
going
to be movable, yeah. So they're going to be able to, and it's going to have room for about 3,000 people, and they're going to be able to expand on it if needed, too. So, I mean, this could be a very popular attraction.
Wow.
Not to mention, too, they're going to have a dome for inclement weather.
Wow.
Yeah.
Geez, that's huge.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Breakwater Chicago, we'll keep an eye on the progress there.
Absolutely.
The other one that I wanted to mention was the couple of weeks ago, there was the Chicago Air Sex Championships.
The Air Sex Championships.
Yeah, what the hell is going on there?
Yeah, a lot to unpack here. So this was another kind of random publicist pitch that we had gotten. And anytime you hear something like Air Sex Championships, you got to learn more about it. So
yeah.
So basically, the Air Sex Championships are just like air guitar, only instead of playing guitar, you are simulating the act of lovemaking.
Yes.
With an invisible partner. So we talked to the champion about, you know, how she became an air sex champion.
Yeah.
And really, you know, she just said you got to go with the music. And it turns out, you know, the best baby making jams do not make for the best air baby making jams.
Mm.
So, you know, it turns out you got to go, you know, some more heavy metal and harder driving stuff.
Now, how long have the air sex championship's been around?
I believe about 5 years.
Is it really 5 years?
Yeah, and actually, so it's funny, at the Chicago show, there was a couple that were on their first date at the Air Sex Championships. How one asks a first date to the Air Sex Championships, I'm not 100% sure.
Wow.
But I am pleased to report that they did go home together, so from all accounts, it seemed like, you know, somebody was doing something right on stage.
Who judges this?
So there is a panel of judges, and it's just a random people.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's crowd noise, too.
Yeah, like who gets the crowd going.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had I have had many air guitar champions on my show over the years, and they've performed here in the studio or downstairs in the studio, and it's spectacular to watch these maniacs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I was looking at your article online, and I saw some pictures that you put that were posted, and it seems very strange to me. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and in doing research for this story, I had to watch YouTube videos of it, and it's all safe for work. They're all fully clothed.
Yeah, everybody's clothed. Yeah,
nobody gets naked during it, but right. Very very interesting to see these people go.
All right, the Chicago Air Sex Championships. Who is the champion?
We can't say her name on air.
Oh, okay.
It's very inappropriate, but she's a very mild-mannered, you know, young lady in her.
Oh, you mean her air sex name?
Her air sex name.
Oh, because the air guitar guys have their names too. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So everybody has a nickname for the air sex.
Okay.
And there's no rehearsal involved. Although she did say that it does translate, you know, from the air into the bedroom. Her air sex skills have improved her performance in that arena.
They've enhanced lovemaking. Okay. All right. Well, you can read that and more in Red Eye. It's just Matt. How many articles do you write during the week?
Generally, I try to do about one or two a week, and it's mostly, you know, the features and the sports. So
all right, cool. 872 area code says the Devil's Symphony Burger. Brandon says no porking way burger, or Silence of the Hams burger. There's no pork on it though.
No.
And then Tim says the Moose Burger. You ever think about cooking moose?
No.
Okay. All right, Gus, thanks for coming down. I'm sorry to hear about your car. Matt, thank you for coming down. The burgers are great, as usual. Everybody go to Wiener and Steel Champion, especially on Friday the 13th, for the 666 burger.
Yes.
Six slices of double cheeseburger, six slices of cheese, six pieces of bacon, and six mozzarella sticks. Available only on Friday the 13th. WienerandSteelChampion.com. Thank you guys so much for coming down. We'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.